Exclusive: Alex Bruswitz coordinates evacuation of 7 Americans from Middle East. By Jasmine Jordan on March 2, 2026. As missile exchanges intensified across the Middle East and commercial flights were halted amid Operation Epic Fury, Trump advisor Alex Bruswitz found himself stranded in the Gulf region, where he coordinated with U.S. and regional officials to evacuate a group of Americans to safety. While war broke out in the Middle East and Iran launched missile strikes on Israel and several Gulf nations, Trump advisor Alex Bruswitz was stuck in the region after flights were suspended. Like thousands of others unable to leave, he sought safety in Qatar. But instead of simply waiting for help, he took action and organized an evacuation effort himself. Working closely with officials from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United States, including White House officials and Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, Bruswitz helped create a plan to safely evacuate himself and 7 other Americans from the Gulf. Although he had an opportunity to leave on his own shortly after the conflict began, Bruswitz chose to stay behind and focus on helping others escape. His efforts ultimately led to the group being flown to Greece. Among those rescued were Jay Futlick, who previously served as a special assistant to President Bill Clinton, and Sarah Gaither, who documented her travel nightmare through TikTok videos, which helped bring attention to her situation and connect her with the evacuation effort. The group arrived in Greece around midnight local time, where they were welcomed by U.S. Ambassador Kimberly Guilfoyle, a longtime ally of Bruswitz. "I am deeply grateful to my friends in the U.S. government, as well as the Qatari and Saudi governments," Bruswitz reflected. "It was a true team effort to make this happen. I'm relieved to be out of the region and won't miss waking to the roar of intercepted missiles each morning." Alex Bruswitz demonstrated extraordinary leadership and courage in organizing this plan and getting us out of the GCC, said Jay Futlick. "Alex reached out to me at 5 a.m., explaining he'd been up all night piecing together a plan and that we needed to be ready to leave imminently," recounted Sarah Gaither, a dog walker from Dallas and TikToker he helped evacuate. "I'd never spoken to him before, but I trusted him, and he came through." Gaither posted a TikTok video captioned, "Pure chaos, no one has any idea what's happening, just lots of waiting in line for updates, skeptical with no updates." The video shows a crowded terminal at Hamad International Airport in Doha. Large groups of passengers are packed tightly around transfer desks and service counters. Long lines stretch across the floor, and many people are standing shoulder to shoulder waiting for help. Some travelers are sitting on the floor along the walls with their luggage. Others are checking their phones or watching the departure boards. A long, winding queue can be seen leading toward the counters. Staff are assisting passengers one at a time while more people gather around. "All of the Americans involved are expected to return to their respective hometowns in the United States within the next few days." Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle posted on X, "Developing: key Trump ally at Alex Bruswitz, who had been stranded in the Middle East since Friday night, successfully helped evacuate 7 American citizens out of the Gulf nations with assistance from Congresswoman at Real Ana Paulina and White House personnel, as well as the Qatari and Saudi governments. Bruswitz was also able to get out." Hamad Al-Mufta, Deputy Chief of Mission at the Qatar Embassy in Washington, D.C., remarked, "I'm relieved that Alex Bruswitz and our friends made it out safely. A big thank you to Rep. Luna and the Saudi government for their assistance in helping the group leave Qatar through KSA. I also want to thank the whole team who made this happen, including officials from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United States. Huge thanks to Alex Bruswitz for his dedication, support, and smart ideas." Representative Ana Paulina Luna, RFL, stated, "I have been actively coordinating with the Trump administration and embassies across the Gulf region to secure safe passage home for stranded American citizens, including my close friend and a dear friend of President Trump, Alex Bruswitz. I'm glad they were able to successfully get out of the Gulf. Any Americans who need help, please contact my office and my team will work with you. Contact 202-225-5961. The evacuation took place as hostilities escalated across the region. On Sunday night, the Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah launched missiles and drones at Israel following the death of Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. According to the Israel Defense Forces, Several projectiles fell into empty areas and one was intercepted after entering Israeli airspace, with no significant damage reported. Israel responded with airstrikes in southern Lebanon that reportedly killed multiple Hezbollah leaders, including intelligence chief Hussein Makhlad. The Lebanese Ministry of Public Health said at least 52 people were killed and 154 wounded in the retaliatory strikes. Israel ordered evacuations from more than 50 villages in southern Lebanon as part of its military response. Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam denounced Hezbollah's attack as an irresponsible act that endangered Lebanon's security, while Lebanese President Joseph Aoun called for keeping Lebanon out of wider regional confrontations. The broader regional conflict coincides with Operation Epic Fury, the ongoing U.S. military operation against Iran following the death of Ayatollah Khamenei and nearly 50 senior Iranian regime leaders. U.S. Central Command announced the deaths of four American service members during the operation. President Donald Trump has noted the operation is expected to last 4 to 5 weeks. On Monday, the U.S. Department of State issued guidance for Americans in the Middle East seeking assistance. The department advised those needing consular or emergency help to call 1-202-501-4444 from overseas or 1-888-407-4747 from the United States and Canada. Americans were also encouraged to enroll in the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program at step.state.gov to receive updates and to follow with TravelGov or the WhatsApp channel U.S. Department of State. Security updates for U.S. citizens. The U.S. Virtual Embassy Iran advised Americans to shelter in place due to ongoing military operations or to depart Iran by land if safe to do so. Embassies in Lebanon urged U.S. citizens to leave while commercial flights remained available, while Americans in Iraq were told to exercise increased caution and shelter in place. The State Department did not indicate how many U.S. citizens remain in the region. Follow the live wire coverage of Operation Epic Fury on day 3, as updates from Iran, Israel, and the surrounding Middle East unfold.